Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Growing up in Western New York, you know, we got a little bit of a swagger, right? I just went to Dallas and they're like, you know, you Buffalo guys are... You guys are pretty tough out there in Western New York, you know? And I had to say, well, Dallas, you get some piece of that. You made us a little bit ornery there for a couple of Super Bowls. You know, we're ready to make a trip on down to Texas to get revenge. But the fact is that when you go through a city like Niagara Falls, you know, this at one point was one of the most happening places in the country. And at that time, Niagara Falls residents decided to serve their country at a time of war. And you see memorials all throughout every battle. I mean, 1812, this was the epicenter. This was ground zero for the War of 1812. What Fort Niagara meant logistically, strategically. As a matter of fact, it was Fort Niagara that was the quick reaction force of British troops that responded to Lexington and Concord. So American history, our revolution, this was right there as in the breadbasket of what we were as a country. And every generation stands up and serves generation after generation. And what that means for us, you know, I got this award and I come home and the first thing the Army sends me to is New York City during Gay Pride Week. And I get off the bus and I walk into this parade of folks celebrating their pride, and I really don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know how I'm supposed to react, how they're going to react towards me. I'm in a soldier in uniform. Is this going to get political? Is this going to be awkward? Immediately, I was received with appreciation and thanks from fellow patriots. Nothing else needed to be discussed. There were people. They thanked me for my service. They told me to kick ISIS's ass, which, you know, I have time. We could still make another run. But our veterans out there, man, the men and women who serve, I don't know how many conversations we've had about politics, you vets out there. You know, do our job. You go out there, you do your job, you come home. When you come home, that's when it gets nuts, right? Because your validation for years was you are a professional soldier, airman, coastie, marine, sailor. That's what you are. And you have a rank. And that's what differentiates you from the rest, right? And then all of a sudden, you're home as a civilian, and you're looking around, how are people going to accept me? Are they going to wait for me to break? You know, because people who get their history from John J. Rambo in the First Blood series, they might be a little questioning what a vet's going to do when they get home, right? And I found that the work we do when we get home is far more important than anything we do in uniform. And I'm telling you, when you're a vet and you're going to work, you know, maybe we don't get the high and tight on day one, you know? Maybe we don't low crawl through the metal detector, remind everyone that we're vets. Let them find out third or fourth conversation what we've done and where we've been. And it's the Vietnam generation that was wise enough to teach me that, you know, you don't really judge another person's conflict. We have no idea what anyone has been through. Air Force used to be, well, truck drivers drive trucks. Water purification specialists purify water. Cooks cook. Supply guys supply. Well, in this fight, in Afghanistan and Iraq, it is a 360-degree battle space. And everyone is in the fight. And if you don't believe women should be in combat or women are in combat, ask Leanne Hester about women in combat. She's the first Silver Star recipient, female since World War II. And if you have any questions about her for professionalism, you can ask the three insurgents that aren't here for comment. Because she did her job. And she saved lives. So we want to have these want to have these 1978 conversations about what's happening in our world. This is what's happening in our world. Men and women, it doesn't matter who your president is, who runs the House of Representatives, the Senate, who's on the federal bench. As long as recruiting stations are open, we are going to be okay. We're going to speak with a Western New York accent. We're going to munch on chicken wings, and we will hate the New England Patriots for as long as we live. That's exactly what we're going to do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.